broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Wow. All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for December the 7th in the year of our Lord 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. The checks and balances are brilliant, folks. We gotta insist on them in the Republic. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. We also reject, ladies and gentlemen, a constitutional convention or a convention of the states, whatever you want to call it. We also reject secession, folks. None of those plans are good ones for America, that's for sure. And welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing great. Yesterday, we had a bunch of stuff we talked about. We talked about Lloyd Brunson, in this case, weaving and bobbing and going through the courts. January the 6th, a conference at the Supreme Court will be held. Time will tell where they're going to vote. It's been a miracle that it's gotten to this point thus far, and we're praying for a miracle that it continues. What is at stake, you ask? Well, the lawsuit doesn't deal with election fraud, but it does deal with the fact that, you know what, government has a responsibility to investigate legitimate claims that members of Congress actually have evidence of vote fraud, etc. The question is, are they going to use the 10-day to investigate it? Most of the Congress were derelict in their duty and rejected their responsibility. That is the point of the lawsuit. Hey, you know what? You can't just skip that part. You got to look into these election fraud questions, realities, allegations, evidence, etc. And so I hope Loy and brothers are successful on that. We also just talked about Twitter and the scandal with all that kind of stuff. We talked about Judicial Watch, the conservative watchdog group, sued. You know, they say we've had these disclosures over the last year that literally show that federal agencies, especially the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and others have been working to censor Americans either directly or indirectly, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton told the Daily Caller News Foundation. So, you know, they filed this lawsuit basically saying, hey, you know what? We have been asking for records on this. You have been unwilling to give it to us. You're going to give it to us. So that's the lawsuit. Time will tell what's really going to happen. As you know, Warnock beat Walker, so the Republicans take another hit. Sad to say, but again, no offense, but I'm going to say this. The midterms were a disaster for Republicans. Why? They didn't articulate any real plan for America. They just said the Democrats are so off the rails. Please elect us. We're more common sense. Well, that's not the way the American people feel. Now, there was a red wave. It was fairly significant, but we were vote frauded out of it. They're going to tell you I make those claims without evidence, but throughout the broadcast today, I will double down and provide even more evidence to the facts. There you have that. Now, let's see. Nancy Pelosi moved the vote on H.R. 8404 from Tuesday to today or Thursday. We know that some members who originally voted for this bill have now changed their mind and pledged to vote against it. This is critical now, folks, to act now and help us by telling every member of the House to stop H.R. 8404 now. Now, here's what's interesting. They wanted you to believe this vote was a slam dunk. They passed it in the House before. They then passed a different version in the Senate. Now they're coming back to the House. Now they're delaying the vote because while Pelosi's trying to twist arms to back this perverted marriage agenda, there are members of Congress that are seeing it for what it is. The religious liberties, you know, riders or whatever you want to call it, amendments to this thing, didn't make it because the Senate rejected that. So now the battle's on. Those who are for it are kind of going, whoa, wait a minute now. Well, you shouldn't have been for it in the first place, ladies and gentlemen. That's the part that we need to understand. This bill was disaster from the start, folks. It literally forces states to accept other states' perverted marriage agenda. What that means is you're going to get New York, Illinois, L.A., these whacked out crazy states, Michigan, super liberal extreme states. that are going to have these whacked out marriage laws, and then we're going to be forced to obey them all. Folks, we can't have this in America. Please stand against H.R. 4404. I'm sorry, 8404. 8404. But it, you know, was moved from Tuesday today or tomorrow based on the fact that, you know, Nancy can't twist enough arms right now. So we have got to stand up strong. Call your congressman, call your senators today. Matt Staver, Liberty Council, doing a great job fighting this fight for us as well. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. Ron DeSantis in the news. And you know what? A lot of people say Ron DeSantis is a deep state guy, and he may be so. It kind of reminds me of Donald Trump. You know, you can't decide if these guys are deep state guys or not. On first glance, you think, no, they're not. But on the other hand, you say, well, some of the things they do are so stupid, it makes you believe they are. Ron DeSantis does a lot of good things, folks. And he does a lot of bad things. Usually the good things are promoted, and usually the bad things are kind of hidden. And I'm not here to attack DeSantis or Trump. I'm making a point that, you know what, we need to learn to look at principle, not individuals. So let me give you an example. Ron DeSantis vows to hold vaccine makers accountable for false claims. Well, you know what? This guy is the only one in the country willing to stand up and make such bold statements and actions. I pray that Ron DeSantis does hold the vaccine companies responsible for false claims. Now, the sad part about it is Ron's going to have an uphill battle on this, even though I completely support his point. And the uphill battle is that the general government right now has said, look, we're going to give all these vaccine makers protection. They can make, you know, false claims. They can lie. They can put out bad vaccines, and the taxpayers are on the hook to pay the bill according to the 1986, you know, vaccination, whatever, Protection Act, or I can't remember what it's all called. But look, Ron's right about this. Now, whether he can make, you know, enough headway against the feds on this, I don't know. But I know this. At least Ron DeSantis is the only one with enough guts to say, I want to hold these vaccine makers responsible for their false claims. What about their harmful actions? What if you go look at the VAERS database and see how many people have been harmed from vaccinations and hold them accountable for that as well? See, these vaccine manufacturers were on the ropes back in the 80s when they put together the vaccine, I can't remember what it's called, something Protection Act or whatever it is, and they created the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund and everything else. Hey, these vaccine makers were on the ropes because the vaccines they were making were literally toxins injected into your veins. And the only way they got their bacon saved is because government said, hey, we'll protect you. You'll be protected from the liability of your bad toxins. And so the taxpayers will have to pay the bills. Well, I appreciate Ron bringing this out in the open, boldly, nobly, clearly talking about it. Where's the Donald when you need him the most? See, President Trump should be on this bandwagon as well. You know what's interesting about these vaccines, too? Remember the debates for 2016, Ron Paul was in the debates. Or was it 2012? Shoot, I can't remember right now. No, I guess Rand was in the debate. Sorry. Ron was in the debates in 2008 and 2012, and then Rand was in 2016. Rand Paul, a doctor, and Ben Carson, a doctor, both were kind of hesitant on vaccine mandates, saying, no, you know what? Donald Trump was pretty hesitant, too. Some of the other guys just doubled down and said, yeah, we love, you know, the jab. But a lot of the, you know, debate folks were very, very, very cautious on vaccines then. Now Donald seems to be all hog wild in for vaccinations. But Donald, you should vow to hold vaccine manufacturers responsible not only for their false claims, but for the harm done as well. Remember, the physician's first creed is do no harm, right? We have got to maintain that, folks. All right, sad tale to tell. The Trump Organization convicted in a executive tax fraud or dodge scheme. Basically convicted of fraud is what it is, but a tax dodge scheme. Now, this is where, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, we need a fully informed jury for poor Donald Trump. This is where Donald needs to double down and defend the Constitution instead of, you know, causing, you know, doubt about the Constitution or whatever else. Look, Donald, you needed a fully informed jury, because if I was on your jury, sir, you know what I would have said? I would have said, you know what? Trump might have made some missteps from an executive point of view. Or his leaders in his org may have made some mistakes along the way. But I would not have convicted you of a tax dodge scheme if I was on the jury. You want to know why? Because I'm fully informed, Donald. And what I would have said is the IRS is criminal by its very nature. It's unconstitutional. The direct taxation of the American people via income tax, the harassing of companies and individuals via the IRS that literally violates all the separation of powers, goes into your state, becomes judge, jury, and executioner, and I would have said, look, I'm judging the law here as much as I'm judging the case. Donald might have made a few missteps, but who hasn't made missteps when it comes to the IRS? The regulations are so vague, so cumbersome, so voluminous that you just can't not run afoul by mistake of things. If you don't believe me, there's been studies over the last many, many years that just show if you're a business or an individual trying to get it right and you call up 56 different tax people at the IRS, you'll get different answers. If you talk to accountants, you'll get different answers. Nobody really knows. Everybody's just kind of stabbing in the dark, doing the best they can. So, Donald, you're convicted of executive tax evasion or tax dodging, and they call it, quote, a scheme. You're convicted of fraud. I would have saved your bacon, Donald. I would have defended you, buddy. Why? Because I think the law and the IRS is criminal in America, and they've done so much damage, so much harm to the American people, it's not even funny. Ron DeSantis ought to sue the IRS for the harm they've caused to the American people and to the economy at large. Anyway, sad tale to tell when people are getting convicted of tax fraud, when we have real election fraud going on, and nobody's in trouble for that, see? Sad to say we've got uneven distribution or manipulation of the law. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So much news, so little time. So, Cameron, my producer, asked me on the break, he said, Sam, do you really think Ron DeSantis is part of the deep state? And I do. And it's not that I think he's part of the deep state in that I think Ron DeSantis is evil. And let me explain that. I don't think Donald Trump and or Ron DeSantis is part of the deep state. I don't think that they just commune with Satan or anything like that. I'm not saying that. When I say part of the deep state, though, you have to compromise enough and or you have to be gullible enough for the deep state to be willing to allow you to be in office. And you say, Sam, that just can't be. You're just eroding my beliefs in the elections entirely. I don't mean to be, folks, but I do mean to be candid with you. Am I part of the deep state if they can pull the wool over my eyes over and over and over and over and deceive me into doing what they want, regardless of the truth? Even though I may be a good guy and mean well. See, I think Ronald Reagan was part of the deep state, too. You say, why, Sam? Because he was an actor. He was a Democrat. He was a liberal. He had plenty of money. He was, and then all of a sudden he turned conservative, ran for office, got elected. Then he started to, there's not one. Oh, shoot. All right, they got a broken link. I was going to play an awesome video for you guys. So what I'm saying, though, is that so Ronald Reagan then became super conservative. Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump have a very similar past. Okay, they're actors. You know, Trump's cameoed in a bunch of movies, right, et cetera. He ran The Apprentice, whatever. They're TV actor guys, whatever. And they both are very liberal, and then they all of a sudden they go conservative, and then they get elected, right? And then what happens is, Ronald Reagan got shot. Maybe he was a little too bold trying to protect America. And he got shot, and then he kind of mellowed out and carried a lot of deep state water. And so when I say somebody's part of deep state, it doesn't mean that they're evil. It doesn't mean that they even know that they are. It doesn't mean that they made a choice to be. What it means is that they do the bidding of the deep state. Let me give you an example. Donald Trump promoted vaccines big time. He still does. Donald Trump literally promoted the lockdowns, even though he didn't do it. The states did it. He certainly didn't speak out against it. Okay, Donald Trump really betrayed us on a lot of fronts, and now he's telling you that, you know what, the Constitution doesn't even matter. Get rid of the thing. When it's critical crisis times, get rid of it. He surrounds himself with deep state people. So even though he may not intentionally be deep state, he's inadvertently deep state by carrying the water for them. Ronald Reagan was the same way. Ron DeSantis, sadly, is the same way. Now, Ron's done a lot of good things, don't misunderstand me, but he's also done a lot of concerning things. As well. And you say, well, Sam, the Trump Organization, he wouldn't be convicted in a tax dodge scheme if he was deep state, would he? Well, that depends. See, if he doesn't know that he's deep state, and if he does enough of what they wanted him to do to get elected at first, and then they find out that once he's in office, he does more of what he wants, for example, standing up for pro-life, reducing the size and scope of some of the land grabs of the former presidents. You know, these kind of things, if you kind of cross the line, get us out of some wars, lower taxes, if you, divert, then they'll eventually get sick of you. And that's kind of what Donald's done. He's, exposed the media corruption. He's exposed the election corruption. So in those senses, he's done a lot of good. So he's tough to handle because he's not deep state in that he doesn't know that he is, but he's deep state in that he carries forward a lot of their agenda and carries their water. An example is the story that my dear friend Patrick Burns told on the radio. Patrick sat down with Giuliani and Trump and said, hey, man, these voting machines are fraud. And the way you could know is, hey, that big scandal, I can't remember what the company is, SolarWinds, that big SolarWinds scandal is because, it got hacked. Well, that software that SolarWinds created and uses is in the voting machines, is in the voting server software that tabulates and collects and submits all the voting. And Donald knew it, and he was going to take action. But then Rudy Giuliani, another deep state character, talked Donald out of it. This is what I mean. Okay? The chances of Rudy Giuliani talking me out of investigating that would have been zero. Now, if I can access the information, if Patrick can provide the evidence, and Donald can literally trust his friend, Rudy Giuliani, and reject Patrick Burns' information? Woe unto the Donald. So I don't think that Donald and or Ron DeSantis are deep state in that they're like evil, colluding to destroy America. I just think that they're surrounded by deep state operatives. They're surrounded by agitators and provocateurs that manipulate them into thinking that they're doing right. Hold on. Don't go forward with Patrick's information. There's better ways. We'll prove election fraud in other ways. I'm an attorney, says Giuliani. I'll go to court and defend you, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And in the end, Donald gets betrayed by Giuliani. Well, that's the same thing that can happen to Ron DeSantis. On one hand, he wants to hold vaccine makers. On one hand, he wants to stand up against COVID. But you know what? DeSantis was for the lockdowns before he was against them, right, guys? Isn't that right? Ron DeSantis was for the lockdowns before he was against them. Is that true? It is true. Ron DeSantis, you know, he's realizing what conservatives want. Okay. But yet at the same time, he's just trying to figure it out. He has Ron DeSantis has what's called a shifting political brand. If you only pay attention to him recently as he muscles his way onto the national stage, then you kind of believe that. But Ron DeSantis hasn't been the conservative that he's made out to be now all the time. Right? That's the problem. And I'm not saying he's a bad person. But I am saying, you know what? He's been an American politician. Right? Now, who's Casey DeSantis? She's the first lady of Florida, right? Isn't Casey Ron's wife? But she's an American news host on TV. Right? I don't think Ron has been as conservative as you want to believe that he is. He's got the combative attitude like Trump, the anti-woke agenda, the attention-seeking stunts that some say, even the hand gestures, right? But you know what? There's a forgotten period about Ron DeSantis people don't know about. Yeah, in 2019, the newly narrowly elected governor was something else entirely. He was the chief executive of a key swing state who seemed determined to govern from the center on the environment, education, marijuana, criminal justice, public accountability. And he was getting praised from both the right and the left from his efforts. That's the thing that you got to realize. All right. After DeSantis was in office for like 2 months, 180 out of 200 campaign operatives, lobbyists, money raisers, political scientists, and other veterans of politics surrounded him. Yeah. And you know what? His wife, Casey, stood near him. And he named Barbara Lagoa to the Florida Supreme Court, folks. They say he's a different kind of Republican. He's out to remake the image of Republicans in Florida. So, I'll give you an example. Tampa Mayor, Bob, I don't know how to say his last name, McCorn, Buckhorn, I guess is how you say it. Anyway, he's a Democrat, and he says, I'm pleasantly surprised with the decisions that Ron DeSantis is making. See, that was a few years ago before the pandemic. Today, of course, now they've changed their tune. They're mad at DeSantis. So they say, you know what? Either DeSantis' tack towards the center was a plan, or it never was a plan in the first place. Who knows? So the Democrats are now criticizing him, but they first praised him. Now they say that he's really conservative at heart. Now, I don't know if you know, but DeSantis ran for the U.S. House, right? In 2012. So anyway, it's very interesting. And I'm not telling you that he's a bad guy. But I do want to be very clear about, you know, if you think Ron DeSantis is just this super conservative, I don't know. I'm not really buying it. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman. We got a lot of news the networks refuse to use to cover in mere seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock held off Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff election Tuesday, ensuring Democrats full responsibility for the Senate with a 51-49 majority. The Republicans are the majority in the House.
You have put in the hard work, and here we are standing together.
Colorado Club Q accused shooter has been charged with 305 counts, including murder, bias-motivated crimes, and assault. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who identifies as non-binary, was formally announced he's been charged in last month's attack at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs that killed four souls and wounded 17. For the second day in a row, drone strikes inside Russia's border with Ukraine on Tuesday exposed the vulnerability of some of Moscow's most important military sites. It should be noted Ukrainian officials did not formally confirm carrying out the drone strikes inside Russia. Britain's defense minister said Russia was likely to consider the attacks on Russian bases more than 300 miles from the border with Ukraine as some of the most strategically significant failures of force protection since its invasion of Ukraine. End quote. Chinese President Xi Jinping is inside a three-day visit to Saudi Arabia this week, meeting the king ruler of the world's biggest oil exporter, a title once held by the United States before President Biden. The Chinese leader will arrive today for his third trip abroad since the coronavirus pandemic and his first to Saudi Arabia since 2016. The Biden administration has launched a federal investigation into Elon Musk's Neuralink over allegations that the organization violated animal welfare laws. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So this is not an attack Ron DeSantis thing. First, DeSantis implemented lockdowns. 3 weeks later, he changed his mind. I'm glad he changed his mind. And I get that at first it could be, you know, confusing and you feel like you got to do something. But, time will tell. You know what? We'll keep an eye on the ball. All right, we talked about the Trump Organization convicted of tax election fraud. I wish I was on the jury because Trump would have got off on that. I think the IRS is corrupt. Walmart stores, ladies and gentlemen, they're in the news. They're in the news for a very strange reason. Walmart is facing a surge in shoplifting that's so bad it could lead to higher prices and or store closures if the problem persists, CEO Doug McMillon now claims. Stealing is now so rampant that Walmart is looking at closing stores. Other retailers are facing tough decisions as well due to rising, quote, crime. In fact, Chicago is seeing a mass exodus of corporations from the city, worsening theft and violent crime problem. It's so bad in Chicago that they're literally closing stores. People are leaving. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Los Angeles looks like a, quote, third world country due to organized gangs conducting large-scale theft. It's that bad, folks. We are tired of this nonsense, says one gas station owner. He says he's tired of violent crime plaguing Philadelphia, so he hires armored, heavily armed guards. You think about this stuff and you go, whoa. I look at that and I say, you know what, Chicago, L.A., Walmart, closing, you're looking at closing stores. It's just out of control. But you know what? Part of it is that there's criminals everywhere as we turn against God. It's a, I'm going to get mine mentality. It's, you know what? I'm going to be selfish and I'm going to just, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be first. I'm going to look out for numero uno. Numero uno, right? And that's what's happening in America. And it's really sad to see. That's part of it. The other part of it, though, is we've created this mentality where people don't have. People feel ripped off. Everybody that I talk to, even people that have good jobs, are saying, you know what? My job isn't very good anymore, man. It just does not put enough on the table. And you can chalk that up to greed to some degree, the numero uno economy or whatever you want to say. But you can also chalk it up to the fact that it's true. Inflation is eating away. $100,000 used to be a lot of money. If you made $100,000, you're doing good now. $100,000. My gosh, you struggle to even buy a house making $100,000 these days, right? And that's the tough part. That's the problem. And so all things are kind of coming to a head, economically speaking. Well, what they want to do if you're a Republican is you want to go, oh, man, Joe caused this. Joe did this. And they're even putting bumper stickers on gas station pumps and all this stuff and whatever. And, you know, Trump did this, or Donald, wow, Biden did this. I don't know why I keep saying Trump. Biden did this. Biden, and pointing the finger at Biden. But it's not a Biden thing. It's not a Trump thing. It's not a bipartisan or a, you know, partisan thing. It's an economic reality based on the fact that we've jettisoned honest money and inflation, the hidden tax, is rearing its ugly head everywhere you go. It's so bad to where Joe Biden's top focus now, they say, is the economy. And anyway, anyone who thinks it shouldn't be should say that out loud, the White House told the Daily Caller. All right, I will say it out loud. Top focus isn't the economy, Biden. It isn't. And I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to say it in your face. And I'm going to challenge the White House or Joe or any other person he wants to bring to the table to debate this. Let me tell you why the economy is not the top issue. Because you will never win with fake, dishonest money. You can't tell me we got to fix dishonesty at the top of our country by not addressing the dishonesty issue. If you're going to talk about the economy, you've got to move us back to a constitutional currency, honest money. But you think you can debate and solve the economic woes with dishonest money, with fraudulent money, Joe? Good luck, my friend. And you say, well, we had a good economy under the Donald. No, you didn't. You had a fake good economy where they literally handed out tons of money. That's another place where Donald got deceived. He handed out money, 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 money. And that's why when we say, well, he didn't do the lockdowns. No, but he didn't speak out against the lockdowns by the given states or the shutdowns of businesses. He backed the state governor's play by funding at the federal level. Everybody. He sent money to everybody. Fake money, dishonest money. It wasn't yours to give, Donald, if you understand the Constitution, right? And so when Joe Biden says his top focus is the economy, but he doesn't address the honest money issue, he's not being honest with you. He's lying through his teeth. He's saying the economy matters. And it does. But I don't think it should be the top issue if we're not going to address the real underlying cause of inflation, the underlying reality of dishonesty. Joe says he has more important things going on than visiting our border. Now listen carefully to what they want to say. The president was clear, they say. Now I'm just going to say Joe was clear. Right? Joe was clear that his top priority is investing in the American economy and in American communities, out-competing China, and bringing back American jobs from overseas. Can I be blunt? You can't do that, Donald. You will never bring back jobs from overseas with your dishonest lies. Okay? You got fake money in America. the communist Chinese have us over a barrel regarding debt, Joe. And if we try to extract ourselves from the communist Chinese and compete with them on an economic level, they will just simply, as they claimed in the New York Times over a decade ago, they will just launch the nuclear option. No, the nuclear option doesn't relate to warheads or that kind of thing. The nuclear option, according to the Chinese in that article, is we will just absolutely call a halt to the con game and call our debt due. Financial Armageddon, if you will. Okay, America's in no position to deal with financial Armageddon. America's in no position to take on the Chinese from an economic point of view. Well, yeah, they are, Sam. We're still the biggest economy in the world. I know, but we only are because we've tied our fiat money to gold. Not. That's what we should have done. It would be stable. To oil. Right? They call it the petrodollar, right, folks? And I'm telling you, the petrodollar, folks, isn't a solution. Because how hard will it be? How hard will it be for the Chinese to tie their yuan or whatever their currency is to oil and or Russia and or, right? If enough countries are conned off of the quote digital, or I'm sorry, of the dollar, the petrodollar, we don't stand a chance, right? And our currency will not be the economic engine it has falsely been. It's been the economic engine by force, forcing other countries to go along with the fiat money. The Ponzi scheme, folks, has been working only because we force people to be part of it. But as soon as we stop that, we're in trouble. So, Joe, your top priority is not to invest. Government has no authority, so we've covered a lot of issues here, right? Joe, you're lying about money. You cannot fix the economy when you won't tell the truth on honest money. Secondly, you cannot fix it when you're at war with these nations over the, quote, petrodollar. They want to jettison your oil-backed, forced-based currency around the world, and you want to keep the oil-based currency around the world. They will not forever continue with your lies, Joe. And this is Donald and every other president in my lifetime. Okay, they won't continue your lies. They're just going to simply move their money, tie it to other commodities in the world, and supplant, replace America's forced compliance, propping up our money. That will not last forever. And when that comes apart, you're done unless you embrace honest money and you do it fast. Ron Paul and Rand Paul are the only two that have focused on this reality check. Everybody else, lying through their teeth. Okay, the last reason, Joe, that this will not work for you, this economy, is first thing, and that you want to basically, invest in the American economy by bringing back jobs. Your job isn't to bring back jobs. Where in the Constitution, in the executive branch, does it say your job is to bring back jobs? Your job is to invest in economies. Remember, government doesn't invest. Government doesn't have any money, folks. In order for the government to spend any money, they have to rape your wallet to get it. Don't you understand? Hey, White House. Hey, Joe. You bring your most intelligent economics professors or goons to the table, and I'll debate them all. Bring it, Joe. Bring it.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. His Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. Then she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, I don't mean to be too belligerent in your face about this, but I'm telling you right now, you cannot deal with all the stealing. In America, it's so rampant. We've turned our backs on God. Thou shalt not steal doesn't matter anymore. Answer? Solution? You ready? Turn to God and obey His Ten Commandments, okay? If people were to do that, you wouldn't have theft in stores so crazy that you're going to have to shut down stores and raise prices, right? But, of course, nobody will say thou shalt not steal in the news articles. They'll just whine and run around going, oh, woe is me, how horrible it is. Everybody's stealing. We're going to have to close stores and raise prices. Why don't you try applying the good word of God to the problem, ladies and gentlemen? Let me say that again. Why don't you try applying the good word of God to the problem, okay? Thou shalt not steal. How many words is that for? Yeah, we've got to focus on these principles. But when Joe Biden's top focus is the economy and he thinks it's his job to go ahead and invest in the economy, he thinks it's his job to spend money. Government doesn't have any money, folks. The only way government can get money is to siphon off your production and your wealth. Okay? So I'm going to say it out loud to you, Joe, and out loud to you, White House. The economy shouldn't be the top issue unless you're willing to tell the truth. Otherwise, you're wasting our time. Joe has more important things going on than visiting the border, like spending our money into oblivion, pretending it's providing jobs. It's all your predecessors, Joe. It's all your predecessors, Donald, who trashed the economy in the first place by moving us away from honest money, by basically, moving all of our jobs overseas. Even Ross Perot highlighted what a disaster it would be if you did that. And everybody laughed at Ross and made fun of his charts and all this. But Ross Perot was absolutely spot on. And now we say, well, we can't even go visit the border. We're too busy spending money, investing in the economy. But it'll never work, Joe. Your failed fiat currency in America, sir, has been the failure of every country that's ever embraced it in the history of the world, and you will not be different, sir. I know you think you will, but you will not be different. Nobody escapes dishonesty. Eventually, the lies come forth and the truth is told. Eventually, the truth is yelled. I don't know what word to use. Broadcast from the rooftops might be the best way. Okay, that's what goes on, Joe. So I challenge you to bring your best economists to come on the radio with me. And let's talk about money. Honest weights and measures explains the Bible. Let's talk about Congress's responsibility to deal with money and the value thereof. Regulate the value thereof. We got some private banking cartel doing that right now, Joe. You going to expose the international banking cartel, sir? You going to come clean and lay it on down and tell the truth and move us back to honest money? Even the Chinese communists have more honest money than us, Joe, because they have part of theirs backed by gold. They know enough to know that's essential. We ignorantly believe somehow we'll be the world's leader forever by forcing people to honest or to dishonest money. Won't work, Joe. Now, Elon Musk is in the news. He's a liberal. He's a deep stater as well. How many of these people know their deep state versus don't know, but they do the bidding of the deep state? I don't know. I don't know the mind and hearts of people. I just know what their actions create or the consequences of their actions. So I know Donald Trump literally forced vaccines on us. Yeah. And I know Donald Trump really was involved in the big old lockdowns that destroyed the greatest economy in the world. And I know that Joe was right, wrong on the border, but Donald Trump was right on the border. But Donald Trump didn't stop illegal immigration enough. He did way better than Biden. And I commend him, but his party wouldn't back him. But Elon Musk is in the news, and Elon Musk releases, quote, internal Twitter files that show censorship directed by the Department of Homeland Security and the Democratic National Committee. Yeah, censorship directed by the Democratic National Committee. Is that election fraud, ladies and gentlemen? Let me ask you a question, really. See, they say we claim there's election fraud without evidence. Here it is. Elon Musk now releases internal Twitter files that show censorship directed by the Democratic National Committee. If that's true, is that election fraud? Yeah, there you have it. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Now, Meta, that's the new company for what? Google or whatever, and Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, right? Meta's oversight board now criticizes the social media giant. Oh, I guess Google's not Meta. Sorry. Anyway, Meta's the owner company of Facebook Facebook and Instagram. Sorry. There's just so many different players out there now. I'm trying to make sure I got it right. So Meta, the company that oversees Facebook and Instagram, has an oversight board, and now they're criticizing the social media giant for unfairly favoring certain elite users of Facebook and Instagram, granting them amnesty from certain rules. The board found that in practice, CrossCheck, that's the name of the, I don't know what you want to call it, the third-party group that's supposed to make sure it's all cool, that CrossCheck protected these accounts, allowing their content to remain up on the site even when it was in clear violation of the site's rules, and helping favorite accounts receive reduced punishments for infractions, all the while repeatedly failing to detail to the public and the board which accounts and posts were subject to this policy. So you have special accounts on Facebook and on Instagram, right, that were getting special privilege. They were allowed to keep their posts up, no matter how damaging, no matter how dishonest, no matter how much fake news it was, no matter how much it violated the policies, because they were special protected. So now you got Mark Zuckerberg admitting the government is in bed with Mark Zuckerberg and crew, shutting down stories of certain people, while literally promoting and protecting stories of other people, the favored people. Is that election fraud? What about the $400+ million that Mark Zuckerberg literally funneled into elections? What about that? See, at some point, you just can't get out of the discussion, huh? At some point, you can't just pretend that it doesn't exist, right? At some point, you just can't ignore it, right? Now, you ready for the next piece? All right. The Chinese state media used TikTok accounts to launch a propaganda campaign against Republican candidates running in the 2022 midterm elections. That's according to Forbes magazine. So let me get this right. Elon Musk releases internal documents showing the Democratic National Committee tampered with elections. We also know that Meta's oversight board shut down certain accounts while rewarded other accounts relating to the elections and other things. We now find out it's not the Russians that are manipulating our elections. It's the communist Chinese. The Chinese state media used TikTok accounts to launch a propaganda campaign against Republican candidates running. And now this isn't 2020 anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This is 2022. midterm elections, according to a report released by Forbes last week. Now, think about that for a minute. And then think about the Mark Zuckerberg money. Think about how the FBI and Homeland Security and everybody else has been caught manipulating elections, literally meeting with these big media companies once a week, according to whistleblowers, according to evidence testimony. The Louisiana governor and the Missouri governor doing a great job getting to the bottom of this. The only two governors with the guts in the country. Where's Ron DeSantis on that? When the Missouri governor and the Louisiana governor are getting to the bottom of it, why isn't Florida and Ron involved? Why don't we have 50 governors in the country involved, huh? But nevertheless, now you have the Chinese in bed in our elections. You have the FBI. You have Homeland Security. You have these big media companies. You got Mark Zuckerberg spending $400 million on elections. Oh, yeah. Then there's this guy by the name of Eugene Yu. He's a kind of a Chinese operative in the United States. He was a professor, and he created a company called Connex, and they created voting election software. How interesting. And then it turns out that, you know, hey, Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht bring this to the FBI, and the FBI acts like they're interested for months, gathering all the intel that Greg and Catherine have. And then the FBI turns on Greg and Catherine and acts like they're somehow the enemy, and then they say we're lying, and then Eugene Yu gets arrested, and well, then, and now you wonder, so the Chinese state media is tampering in our elections via TikTok and the FBI and Mark Zuckerberg and the former Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey and others, and, you know, Meta and all these companies, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Google and now TikTok and everybody's literally tampering with the elections and the Chinese are involved. And oh, yeah, nah, Hunter Biden in bed with the Chinese. But don't worry, it doesn't relate to his father. Cover up by the FBI. And then it turns out that, oh, my gosh, it was all true. And it, yes, the father, Joe, the vice president at the time. And now the president was in bed with the communist Chinese with these business dealings. And he lied and said that he wasn't. But do you see a pattern, ladies and gentlemen? The communists in bed with our government, in bed with our private business, all manipulating elections. And when they get caught, they claim you and I have no evidence. They say, oh, all the courts have turned down your allegations of fraud, Sam. And then we find out from our dear friend, hey, you know what? There was hacked software via the SolarWinds hack on our election systems. And then our buddy literally went and told this to Donald and Rudy. And Rudy Giuliani talked Donald out of reporting on it, right? Isn't that what went down? Yes, that is what went down, ladies and gentlemen. And you can't deny it. And they claim that we make these claims without evidence. But every day on your radio, don't I just give you more and more and more and more and more evidence and information? Yeah. And if you say, my dear Patrick Burns is off his rocker, it isn't true. He doesn't have the evidence. Well, my friends, he's got a serious illness that will take his life. And he says that's what's given him the courage to stand up. He's going to die either way. So he says, put me on national TV for 60 minutes. I will take six witnesses, 10 minutes per witness, and prove my case before the whole world. If I'm wrong and I'm lying and it isn't true, hang me by sunset. Could you put a more bold claim out there? Why don't they take him up on it? If he's wrong, he'll be the laughingstock of the world and he could get hung for treason to the American people. For treason in America. If he's right, heads would roll. Shall we talk about evidence, Fox News, or mainstream press, or White House damage control team? Let's talk about evidence. Let's put Patrick on national TV. There's a lot where this came from, huh? God save the Republic. Hour one of the Cantu coming up. God bless you.